Platte River Radio is ready to bring you another great basketball broadcast, but first we'll prepare you for the game with the New Tech Seed pregame show, which starts right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pinnacle Bank Arena. One more state champion to be crowned and a little bit of local flavor as St. Cecilia will go for their first state title, well, in about 5 years here as they'll be taking on the Freeman Falcons. The Falcons and the Blue Hawks have a lot of things in common. Both of them outstanding records. Freeman comes in 27-2. St. Cecilia 26-1 on the year. Both teams won state titles back in 2010. St. Cecilia did it in Class C1, capping off that run of three straight Class C1 state titles. Freeman won back in 2010 as well, but they won it in D1. So they kind of meet in the middle here, and St. Cecilia is the favorite. They are the overall number one seed. Freeman is the two seed. So these two battle of birds going to get together for the state championship. And both teams, in talking with Kevin Asher, the head coach of St. Cecilia, just a few moments ago, he said, you know, they do look a lot like us. They both kind of handle the ball about the same level. Both like to pressure it. And, again, they have some guys that they really can rely on. For Freeman, they really like to get the ball in the hands of Isaac Frericks as he averages almost 20 points per ball game and getting a lot of help from Sedlacek as well, as Kalen Sedlacek will also contribute about 12 points per ball game. So right there, you've got the marking of a pretty good basketball team as you got 32 points coming from those guys. St. Cecilia can kind of really do it by committee. They've got a couple of different players in double digits. Obviously, Zach Kitten gonna need him to be big here tonight as being 6'5 and very strong. He will be going against Holden Scott, who has kind of the same build as what Kitten does. So again, you take a look position by position. Freeman and St. Cecilia really make for a very interesting matchup, but St. Cecilia, a tougher schedule. People do think of them a little bit more highly, but they have no common opponents, so there's really not a great way to really gauge which one of these two teams is better, except to put the ball up in the air and play for the Class C2 state championship, and that's exactly what we're going to get on the way here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and on the ESPN Superstation here in central Nebraska. Glad you could join us. We've crowned five state champions: Creighton Prep, Elkhorn South, Winnebago, High Plains, Exeter Milligan. Already have championship trophies riding on the bus home with them. And either Freeman or St. Cecilia are going to do the exact same thing here from Pinnacle Bank Arena. And we'll try to get a better idea of how that's going to transpire when we return with our starting lineup. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters for the Falcons and the Blue Hawks here at Pinnacle Bank Arena when we come back right after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
And welcome back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena. Time now for our starting lineup, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And I picked a great time for this. They've turned the lights off for the kind of light show, getting things started here. And the starting lineup will begin, first of all, for the Freeman Falcons. They will be the home team, but not in our hearts anyway. Their starting lineup is looks like this. Brett Altman, now the lights are on, I can see, that's great. Altman is a 5'10 senior. He averages 5 points and about 3 rebounds. Devin Dorn, a 5'10 senior. He averages 3.3 points and about 1.1 rebounds. Isaac Frericks is the big gun. He averages 19.5 points and about 5 rebounds. Kalen Sedlacek will contribute as well. He averages about 12.2 points and 3 rebounds a contest. And Holden Scott, he's in there mostly for his defense and rebounding. Scott is a 6'5 junior. He averages about 8 points and 5 rebounds a contest. His mission tonight will be to slow down Zach Kitten. Again, Freeman, they've been to the state tournament 9 times. They were here last year. State championship, they won it, as we mentioned, back in 2010, where they won Class D1 back in 2010. For St. Cecilia, they're trying to win their 6th state title. They won 5. They won back in 58. 1969, and then had the run of 2008, 2009, and 2010, as well as being runner-up back in 1959, as they're going to try to come away with that state title as they've been here now 21 years. Their starting lineup, same as it's been most of the year, Dayton Seeley, a 6-foot-tall junior. He averages 4.6 points, 2.3 rebounds. Derek Boyd is a 6'4 junior who averages 10.1 points and 5.4 rebounds. Brooks Asher averages is a 6'2 junior and averages 16 points and 3.2 rebounds. Zach Kitten is a 6'5 junior, averages 11.4 points and 7.7 rebounds. And Seth Kierkegaard, a junior, he's 6'2, who averages 6 points and 2.3 rebounds. Again, your starting lineup brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank, the better bank in Kearney and in Hastings. St. Cecilia and Freeman for the Class C2 State Championship. Here from the Pinnacle Bank Arena on Classic Hits 98.9, as well as KXPN 1460 in Kearney, KICS 1550 in Hastings. We're going to take a quick break. We'll wrap up our New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. How'd they get here? Well, Freeman lost, actually, in the district championship game to Bishop Newman. They exacted some revenge yesterday in the semifinals, 56-49, and Freeman over Aquinas Catholic in their first-round matchup, 47-41. For St. Cecilia in the first round, the quarterfinals, they rolled over Hardington 67-50, and they had a bit of a tussle on their hands with Battle Creek, but eventually won that one 53-35 as they really distanced themselves in that second half. And that's how both teams get here. As I mentioned, St. Cecilia 26-1 on the year. Freeman 27-2. They did avenge one of those two losses against Bergen by beating them in the state semifinals yesterday. One other quick note to pass on to you. Grand Island Central Catholic did win the third place game in Class C1, 66-55 over Bishop Newman. All those very familiar opponents here for St. Cecilia as they play in that Centennial Conference. So they know those guys very, very well. So Freeman and St. Cecilia for the state title. Again, for Freeman, their starters are going to be Altman, Dorn, Frericks, Sedlacek, and Scott. And for St. Cecilia, it'll be Seeley, Boyd, Asher, Kitten, and Kierkegaard. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney and in Hastings. So the Hawks will be the road team, so they'll be in their dark blue uniforms with Hawks written along the leg here, St. Cecilia across the front with the bright white lettering and numbering on there, very sharp uniforms. And for Freeman, they'll be in their home white with the silver numbers and letters and a little bit of a darker blue along the side. Officially, their school colors are navy, silver, and North Carolina blue. And the Blue Hawks all set and ready to go here. Is Kitten going to be doing the jumping? Going against Holden Scott. And those two guys will get to know each other quite a bit, as they'll be banging into each other all night. So tip is in the air, and the tip is going to be controlled here by, well, no one's picked it up yet. Now Freeman does come away with it on that left side, so they'll have possession here as Frericks will hand the basketball off here for Sedlacek. Sedlacek gives it off right side. Altman has it, nearly turned it over. Altman is going to be picked up by Boyd, and they'll work it around. Frericks has it. Man-to-man goes St. Cecilia. As Altman has it, top of the circle, gives it off right wing. A little penetration here by Frericks. Frericks is going to elevate a little 8-foot jumper on the right side. It's good. So first points of the ball game belong here to the Falcons. And Brooks Asher gets the marching orders from his father and will pass the ball up ahead here for Dayton Seeley. Seeley gives off on the left wing for Kierkegaard. Skip pass back over to Kierkegaard, right side. He's going to fire a three, and he hits it, rattles it home. And St. Cecilia with their first lead of the game. 3-2, only 1 minute in. St. Cecilia started off shooting red hot yesterday against Battle Creek. With it is Altman. Altman gives it off here top of the circle for Sedlacek. Sedlacek drives, a little bit too strong. Rebounded by Kitten. He's going to outlet it to Archer, to Asher, rather. Asher's going to slow it down a little bit, kicking the ball back out here for Kitten. Kitten back around here for Seeley. Seeley had foul trouble yesterday, didn't play a whole lot. Skip pass, gets the ball down on the baseline here for Boyd. Boyd's going to drive, hits the back of the iron, and it rolls in, and it falls. Hit the back of the iron, but went straight in the air, and St. Cecilia scores their first two possessions, and they lead it now 5-2. Great start offensively. Holden will give the ball off here left side for Altman, and the ball knocked away, stolen out of there. Coming up with it is Kierkegaard. He's going to lay it off the glass. It's good. And St. Cecilia now with a 5-point lead, 7-2, as they clamp down a little bit of defense. Frericks is going to be picked up again here for Kierkegaard. Frericks off of the screen, goes off on that right side as Kitten will pick him up, and they'll hand the ball off. Top of the circle with it here is Dorn. Dorn will set his screen after passing it for Altman. Altman's going to dribble. Altman stops. He's outside the lane, still pivoting. 5-second count going on. And he'll lob it out near midcourt and up high to grab it. It's going to be Frericks. Frericks with the grab. Comes off the screen on that right side. Will kick the ball back around. They'll get it top of the circle. Here's going to be Dorn. He hits a three. Devin Dorn strokes in the three-pointer to make it a two-point game. 7-2 here in the early stages of the first quarter. Kierkegaard gave it away. Now he gets it back. Has it between the circles. Gives now left side for Seeley. Seeley out here for Kierkegaard. Into the corner for Asher. Kitten wants it in the lane, dribbling with it is Seely. And Seely will set a little, well, we'll just kind of work the ball back around. Seely looking inside for Kitten, gives it to Asher. Asher's going to drive the baseline, float, hits the side, no good, and rebounded out of there by Altman. Altman ends the possession, gives it up ahead here for the Falcons. Dribbling is Ferrix. Ferrix still working to get some pretty good pressure, and reaching in is Kitten. And I think they're going to call Kitten for a little reach-in foul here. Got the ball, but didn't get it clean enough, and that'll be the first foul of the ball game here on Zach Kitten. Again, Seely had that foul trouble, missed much of the game yesterday. Don't want Kitten to fall into that same pattern here in the championship game. On the inbounds, shot's going to be taken off glass. Good for Frerix. Came off through the lane there, came off of a screen at the elbow, and was wide open, and we're tied at 7. Seely has it. Falcons going with a little zone here. Kicked out for Asher. Asher drives that right side, kicks in the corner. Ball fake, now driving is Kierkegaard, throws it top of the circle. Seely, great catch there by Seely, who will give it in the corner here for Kierkegaard, who will fire the three, no good. White, blue jersey's there for the rebound, and over the back is going to be St. Cecilia. Kitten was in pretty good rebounding position, but trying to get the ball there is Derek Boyd. And they're going to call the foul there on Boyd. So Boyd with his first foul. Kitten has one, Boyd has one. Those are the two team fouls here for St. Cecilia. Tied at 7. We're nearing the midway point of quarter number one. Frerix throws in the corner. Now cycling through is going to be Sedlacek. And they'll give it top of the circle for Dorn. And again, they'll kick it back out here for Frerix. Frerix will fire a 3. Back the iron, no good. That was a tough shot. And a couple of Falcons were there for it. Couldn't come up with it as Asher uses the fact those two guys were battling each other to come in there and strip the basketball. So Asher with the rebound. He's got it in the offensive end. He's going to kick it off here on the right side for Kierkegaard. Back to Asher. Asher has a screen, fires the 3, and he hits it. Brooks Asher drains the 3-pointer, and St. Cecilia pushes that lead back out to 3. So maybe this will be the start of another run. Seely makes the steal. Seely takes off glass. Good. Well, they've come in buckets here for St. Cecilia. They scored 7 in a row, and now they scored 5. They lead it now 12-7. So Frerichs now will face a little pressure by Kierkegaard. Points off turnovers certainly favoring St. Cecilia so far here in the ballgame. With the basketball there is Altman. Altman throws it between the circles here for Frerichs. Frerichs over for Dorn. Dorn well covered. Gets it to Sedlacek, who will hand the ball off here for Altman. Altman flips it back out for Dorn. Dorn's not going to shoot a 3-pointer over the top of Asher there, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. Seely will pressure the ball as they enter it in the lane. Now they kick it out top of the circle for Frerix. Frerix going to drive, hand-checked on the way in, and I think they're going to call that one on Kierkegaard. That'll be his first. Yep, it's on him. So Seth Kierkegaard called for his first foul. That's now 3 fouls on St. Cecilia. None have been whistled against Freeman with 2:38 to go here in quarter number one. But Freeman is attacking. St. Cecilia staying out on the perimeter a little bit more. But St. Cecilia leads it 12-7 with 2:38 to go. There's timeout here brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take the timeout with them. And we'll be back with more the first quarter right after this timeout.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make insurance simple through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you peace of mind, and you can count on your local Farm Bureau agent to help determine the amount of life insurance that's right for you. You already trust us to help protect your valuables. Now trust us to help protect what you value most, your loved ones. Call Marty DeMuth in Hastings today to see how we make insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services. Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 12-7, Freeman trailing St. Cecilia here as the Blue Hawks. Again, they scored seven in a row. They fell down 2-0. They scored seven in a row. Game got tied. Now they've rattled off five straight points here, but Freeman will inbound the basketball underneath their own hoop, and they'll get the ball in the hands of Colton Dismeyer, who checked into the ball game during the timeout, and they'll get it off here for Altman. Dismeyer helps get around the circle here for Frerichs. Frerichs gives it to Dismeyer. Dismeyer looks to the inside here for Holden Scott. Scott's going to be shut off, and an extra step taken there by the Falcons, and they'll turn it over. Brett Altman had a little bit of difficulty getting the wheels going. So they'll turn the ball over, and St. Cecilia with a chance to add to their lead. They made some changes during the timeout as well, as Alex Tino brings in the offensive end. They'll give it off here for Seeley. They're looking to the inside here with Boyd, and they throw it over the head of Grant Schmidt, and that'll be a St. Cecilia turnover. That's the first turnover here on St. Cecilia, as Freeman has three turnovers, now one for the Blue Hawks, and a reach going to be called. Well, I guess they're going to call it a block. It's about the same thing here for Grant Schmidt as he reaches on the ball, and that now is going to be four fouls whistled against St. Cecilia. So they've been the victim of some reaching fouls as they've been the aggressor defensively. Sedlacek brings in the offensive end. Seeley helps worker will drop back here defensively as they work it around the perimeter. Altman will lob it inside in the lane here for Holden Scott. Scott's going to kick it out. Little spin move, and that'll be dragging the pivot foot. That'll be a turnover here on Sedlacek. Nice defense there by Derek Boyd to force the turnover. Again, Freeman trying to do maybe a little bit too much. The St. Cecilia's defense has been pretty solid here. Kierkegaard, Asher, Tino, Kitten, and Boyd out there right now for St. Cecilia. They lead it 12-7. Top of the circle here is going to be Asher. Asher works it back around the perimeter. Kierkegaard had it momentarily. Kierkegaard now has it between the circles, gives it for Tino. Tino looks at that zone, kicks it left side for Asher. Boyd's posting up. They'll give it to Kitten on the baseline, and he'll pass it back out, and they're going to call a hold here on Freeman. That'll be the first foul here on the Falcons. Freeman's got three turnovers in the last 3:26 or so. They've been on a scoring drought here for about 3:26 or so. St. Cecilia's turned it over, though. Now the Falcons on the run, and we're going to have a push called here on St. Cecilia. Before the shot, and it's going to go against Kierkegaard. And that's his second. So St. Cecilia has some movement over there. They're going to make a substitution. Checking in is going to be Schmidt. And Kierkegaard's going to come out. So they're going to have to protect him with a little bit of early foul trouble. Last night, it was Seeley who got the early foul trouble. Now it's Kierkegaard. Altman gets the inbounds, works it inside for Holden. Back out to Altman. Altman's going to drive, takes off glass. Good. Tough shot as he was able to work it around Boyd. And Freeman stops the drought here for almost 4 minutes without scoring. Asher with the basketball in the final minute of quarter number one. St. Cecilia leads it 12-9. Pass right side for Alex Tino. Between the circles now, there's Schmidt. Entry pass down to Kitten on the baseline. Well outside the lane. Now Asher's going to direct traffic, give it off for Tino. Back to Asher on that left side. Back out here for Schmidt. Very patient is St. Cecilia, as now they certainly will set things up to look for the last shot of quarter number one. They lead it 12-9, and in the center jump circle with the dribble was Tino. Tino gave it away, now gets it back. He's playing a little catch here with Schmidt, and Tino has it. Back to Schmidt on the right wing. Schmidt hands off to Asher. Asher will drive. Asher in the lane, kicks it out. Baseline, there's Boyd. Jumper good. Derek Boyd drains it. 2 seconds left. Shot from half court, long and high, and a little bit too far to the right here for Freeman. And so St. Cecilia will have a 6-point lead as we'll start the second quarter. It's 15-9, the Blue Hawks over the Falcons here for the C2 state championship. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
The Coin Center is your coin collecting headquarters, buying and selling coins, tokens, paper money, plus now buying gold and silver. They stock coin supplies and do appraisals. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit the Coin Center at 115 North Denver in the downtown center of Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Now showing at the Hastings Museum Theater, the largest digital 3D screen in Nebraska, D-Day Normandy 1944. An in-depth look at the battle, narrated by Tom Brokaw. Galapagos, nature's wonderland. Escape to this island paradise. Get up close with penguins, iguanas, and half-ton tortoises. And National Geographic's Mysteries of the Unseen World. Reveal what is invisible to the naked eye. Hastings Museum, life up close. For showtime, see hastingsmuseum.org.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC, our sixth state championship game today. And, of course, our presenting sponsors of the state basketball tournament include Buzz's Marine. Buzz's spring sales event is March 21st to the 28th, starting a week from today at Buzz's Marine on South Central Avenue in Kearney. It is going to be St. Cecilia ball to start the second quarter here. They lead it 15-9. And Tino has the ball in his hands. He'll pass it here left side for Grant Schmidt. Schmidt's on the dribble, and he's looking inside for Boyd, but kicks it out for Tino. Now they get it in the Kitten. Kitten's going to drive and get fouled. I think it's Frerichs who picks up the foul here. That'd be good news because that's the leading scorer for Freeman, and that does go against Frerichs. Love to get him in some foul trouble. Kitten to the line for two free throws. He's looking for his first points of the state championship game and still looking for him as it hits the back of the iron. So it hits the lip there and bolts out. And Kitten's second free throw is on the way. And same effect. He missed that one, and it's rebounded by Solacek. Solacek across the timeline. Free throw shooting was a bit of a problem for St. Cecilia last night. Holden Scott has the top of the circle, going to hand the ball off. Driving through here is going to be Altman, and Altman took an extra step. It's a good thing he walked with it before he committed the charge. Otherwise, he might have been in trouble. That was pretty good St. Cecilia defense as they built a wall knowing that he was going to drive there. So Alex Tino will bring in the offensive end. And Schmidt will cycle through. Now gets the pass on the left wing. Back between the circles for Tino. They get it in the lane here for Kitten. Kitten kicks it out. Tino for three. It's a good look, and he drains it. Caught it in rhythm. And Alex Tino drains the three-pointer, and it's a nine-point St. Cecilia lead. And Tino knocks the ball loose. It's going to be picked up here by Schmidt. Schmidt drives, kicks it for Tino, gives it out to Asher, who's open for three. He wanted it, and he drained it. 21-9. Timeout, Freeman. 6:53 to go in the second quarter, and St. Cecilia on the attack. They lead it by a dozen. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Up by a dozen, St. Cecilia with the lead. Freeman will have the ball. We come back after this.
Keeping jobs in America is number one, and buying American-made products is the way to do it. Invest now in America and buy American-made handcrafted Amish-built furniture from Amish Furniture Outlet and bring American tradition to your home. Invest now in your home and future at Amish Furniture Outlet. Do your part today and buy American-made at Amish Furniture Outlet on the corner of Highway 30 and Webb Road in Grand Island.
Buy one new TV that's affordable at Amish Furniture.
That's Amish Furniture.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has many years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on home, auto, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings. Insurance with service since 1959.
Well, right now, St. Cecilia on a bit of a roll here. They now have their largest lead at 21-9. And they're going to pressure the basketball again as Tino knocked it loose momentarily. With it is Sedlacek. Sedlacek does get it across the timeline. Gives it to Holden Scott. And Oltman will kick the ball back out. Driving here is going to be Frerichs. Frerichs on the baseline working against Kitten. Puts up a tough shot that rims in. I'm not sure how that hit anything to go in there as it went off glass, bounced straight up in the air after it hit the iron. And a little friendly bounce there for Freeman. And they now have 11. 21 to 11 here. Up by 10. Number 10 will pass the ball now right side for Zach Kitten. Kitten's going to drive, take off glass, get the bucket and foul, and there's no call there. The official said, no, Devin Dorn, you did not collect a charge. So they don't call either the block or the charge. They just have a play on. Devin Dorn has it left side. Dorn, between the circles, gives it off here for Oltman. Oltman stands in the middle of the state of Nebraska and then passes the ball here right side for Frerichs. Frerichs spins, shot good. Frerichs didn't look like he knew where he was, but he collected his proximity locator pretty quickly as he's able to stroke it in the lane while spinning. So Asher has it left side, gets a screen from Kitten. We'll get it out top of the circle. There's Schmidt. Schmidt, nice pass inside for Tino. And Tino, it rimmed in and out, no good. Rebound being fought for. It goes out of bounds. Who's the last to touch it? Angus Freeman, and it is. It goes off the hands of Frerichs and out of bounds as Kitten couldn't come up with it either. But Frerichs was the last to touch it. So St. Cecilia will maintain the possession here. They lead it 23-13, 5:28 to go in the second quarter. Checking in is Hunter Fisher for St. Cecilia, as well as Seeley, and Seeley will inbound it. He tosses in here for Asher. Brooks Asher gets the round here for Kitten. Back left side for Seeley. Seeley gives it to Schmidt on that left side. Man-to-man go the Falcons, and a three-pointer here for Asher. Top of the key, no good. Rebounded by the Falcons. It was rebounded by Scott. Long outlet pass is tipped by Kitten, picked up by Asher. So Falcons turn it over. Here come the Blue Hawks flying down court. Seeley. He'll slow down as he's shut off there by Dismeyer, and they're going to set up the half-court offense. Right wing with it is going to be Kitten. Kitten drives. He scoops. No good. Gets his own rebound. Takes it off glass. Scores. So Kitten pulls down the rebound. Now has the bucket. His first 2 points of the game. Maybe that'll get him going offensively as he's got a couple of rebounds. Dribbling is Frerichs, bringing it across the timeline. He gives it left side there for Dismeyer. Top of the circle for Oltman. Back right wing here for Frerichs. Frerichs will fire the three. It hangs on the rim. No good. Asher pulls down the rebound. St. Cecilia brings it in the offensive end. A screen there. Driving now on the baseline is Asher. Asher runs into the defender, gets the bucket and the foul. It fell in. They're going to count the bucket as he went in there. And a block charge that was pretty close, but Asher on that baseline drive gets the bucket, has a chance for the and one. St. Cecilia has a 14-point lead. Freeman calls a timeout. 4:20 to go here before halftime. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 27-13, St. Cecilia with the lead, and an and one for Asher when we come back after this.
If your car, truck, or van won't get up and go when you want it to, call Carnes Auto Repair. Carnes Auto Repair does complete service and repairs, including oil changes, electronic tune-ups, fuel injection, heating and cooling service, and brakes and exhaust work. Also full and self-serve gas. Carnes Auto Repair is open from 7:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 7:30 to 1 on Saturday. Carnes Auto Repair, 2nd and Elm in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area athletics.
Well, St. Cecilia right now beginning to take command here as they have put together a nice little run, leading at 27-13, 4:20 to go here before halftime. And you can't afford to take your foot off the gas until they hand you a trophy. Asher at the free throw line, and he hits nothing but the bottom of the well. 28-13. Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here in the C2 State Championship. Across the timeline is Frerichs. Frerichs nearly lost the basketball. Great defense there by Schmidt, and they're going to call Schmidt with a little body foul. And about 200 referees from the greater Freeman area also had that call and still upset that the whistle didn't blow a couple of seconds sooner. Falcons inbound the basketball. Frerichs in the offensive end. He's going to drive. He finds a little seam and lays it off the glass and in. not to be denied there was for Eriks. So Dayton Seeley brings in the offensive end. He'll give it to Kitten on that right side. Kitten still has the dribble and will hand the ball off here for Asher. Asher in the game has 9 points to lead all scorers, and he'll give it off here left side for Seeley. Seeley kicks it now top of the circle for Schmidt. Schmidt will fire a three that's short and rebounded by Dismeyer. So Dismeyer has it here for the Falcons, and he hands it off for Frerichs. Frerichs is going to drive. Shot's a little bit short on the floater. Rebound tipped around, and Seeley is able to track it down. He gave it to Kitten momentarily, but Seeley will be the one bringing it across the timeline. He gives it to Asher on that left wing. He's picked up defensively there by Altman, so he'll kick it out here for Schmidt. Schmidt gives it back out to Seeley. Seeley gets a screen from Kitten, and now we'll give the basketball to Kitten on that right wing, well behind the arc. And shooting that three is probably not his game in this situation here. Gives it for Dayton Seeley. Seeley's picked up man-to-man by Dismeyer and gives it off right side for Asher. Asher looking to the inside. Staying with him is going to be Brett Altman. Altman screened off here by Kitten. And so Asher will fire the three, hits the iron, goes up high, hits the front of the iron, goes out of bounds, and Falcons can't reel it in. Off the hands of Isaac Frerichs on the rebound, Kitten was keeping him from being able to get his hands on it very comfortably there. As the ball goes out of bounds, it'll be a team rebound here for St. Cecilia and a chance to add on to a 28-15 lead with 2:46 to go in the C2 State Championship. Checking in to inbound the basketball is going to be Kierkegaard, and he'll throw it in here for Derek Boyd. Boyd's going to take it top of the circle, drive in with it, gives it down to Kitten. Kitten will drive and score. Well, after not scoring in the first quarter, Kitten now has 6 here in the second. And St. Cecilia has doubled up Freeman at 30-15. Again, don't take your foot off the gas. Frerichs, top of the circle, gets a screen, dribbles on that right side, and now penetration here for Sedlacek. Sedlacek going to be fouled on his way to the basket. He'll be shooting two here. Came off that screen, knife through, and was blocked there by Derek Boyd. And for Boyd, that is now his second. So Boyd has 2, Kierkegaard has 2, and Schmidt has 2 for St. Cecilia. Free throw for Sedlacek, no good. So he's still looking for his first points. Frerichs right now with 10 in the game. He now is the leading scorer for both teams. Brooks Asher has 9 for St. Cecilia. Sedlacek's second free throw is rattled in. It falls in there, and Asher will inbound it. And he gets the ball here for Kierkegaard. Full court press here for Freeman. And stepping through there, passing the ball to Kierkegaard, get the ball past to Kierkegaard. Now Asher gets it back. He has it in the offensive end, and they'll set up the half-court offense here. Kierkegaard has it. 2:05 to go before halftime. And Dayton Seeley is going to play a little catch here with Kierkegaard. And again, if the Falcons are going to play this zone, St. Cecilia can be very patient. They're up by 14. Asher has it left side, and they'll throw it between the circles here for Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard gives it left side for Asher. He drives the baseline. He'll skip it off on the left wing. Seeley's open for three, and he hits the three. Nice pass from Asher from beyond the arc on the baseline all the way out to the wing on the other side, and Seeley strokes into three, and a backdoor cut, reverse layup, no good for Sedlacek. Rebounded by Kitten, up ahead to Seeley. Seeley gives it to Asher. Asher throws it in the corner here for Kierkegaard. Minute 19 to go before halftime, 33-16. Seeley with the ball and gives it now here left side for Kierkegaard. Back out to Seeley. Back to Kierkegaard. Minute 5 to go as they get it off here for Asher. It gives it back out for Kierkegaard. And now Seeley gets it on that right side. Kierkegaard, Seeley there. I think now they might be looking to take the last shot. Kierkegaard top of the circle now gives it to Seeley. Seeley will fire a three, and he hits the three. Well, I'm glad they didn't listen to me because they stroke in a three-pointer. There's still 45 seconds to go before halftime. 20-point St. Cecilia lead. And the Blue Hawk fans behind us in full throat, and they should be. Spinning move in the lane here for Frerichs. Missed. Rebound by Asher. Asher will pass the ball up ahead to Kierkegaard, who will bring it across the timeline. Now they'll look for the last shot. 20 seconds to go before halftime. How big will the St. Cecilia lead be? Right now it's 20 with 13 to go before halftime. Pass on that right side for Dalton Seeley. 9 seconds left. gives it to Asher. Brooks Asher dribbles to his left, floats into the corner, gives it left side, open is Kierkegaard. Jumper no good. Rebounded by Scott. They'll pass it out. A three-quarter court shot that wouldn't have counted anyway is off the mark. And St. Cecilia is now 24 minutes away from a state championship. As they, well, actually 16 minutes away from a state championship. They have a 20-point lead, 36-16, as they head to the locker rooms. St. Cecilia looking very, very good. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this timeout.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
The Coin Center is your coin collecting headquarters, buying and selling coins, tokens, paper money, plus now buying gold and silver. They stock coin supplies and do appraisals. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit the Coin Center at 115 North Denver in the downtown center of Hastings.
Livingston Butler Vaughan's Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughan when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, and economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
Talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. Tom, it looks like there's some construction going on around your place.
I'd like to remind people, yes, construction work. We will have a new facility, but however, the drive-up window is still open, and we are still open. If you come off of 14th Street now instead of Bellevue, the drive-up window is still open. So we remind people that we offer deliveries every day till 6 o'clock and drive-up window and free mail-out. Just some of the services we offer here at Burt's Pharmacy. 1021 West 14th Street, 462-4466.
My name is Jeannie Fisk, and my name is Julie Vanderpool, and we're twins. And we lived here in Hastings, Nebraska. We're born in this hospital and became candy stripers at age 13 or 14, and then went into nurse's training here at Mary Lanning Hospital School of Nursing. Because of the fact that we were twins, in nursing school, we were each other's biggest support, of course. We worked really well together. I could see that she's going to need this, and she could come in and help me, and almost like we're reading each other's minds. There's a lot of camaraderie that goes on. Teamwork is very important. Well, it makes you feel like more proud to be the professional that you are. Working as nurses here, we're carrying on what the Lannings intended for us to do.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
And welcome back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Well, that state trophy is halfway to Hastings as St. Cecilia leads it 36-16 here at intermission. And boy, they look very, very good. St. Cecilia shooting 64%. You know, Freeman's not shooting very bad either. They've got 54% shooting here in the ballgame. They're 7-13, but they've only got 13 shots off. St. Cecilia has 22 shots up. They're 14 of 22 from the field. 7 of 12 from behind the arc is St. Cecilia. So they're shooting 58% from behind the arc, 64% overall in the game. St. Cecilia, 1 out of 3 from the free throw line, and Freeman is 1 out of 2 in the game as well. And again, points in the paint, St. Cecilia 14-6. They have the advantage over Freeman. And also points off of turnovers, 12 points for St. Cecilia off of turnovers, only 2 for Freeman. So again, they're scoring on the fast break opportunities. They're scoring with the ball down low, and they're also hitting some three-point shots. I mean, everything, all basic elements of the game here for St. Cecilia looking very good here in the first half, and they have a 36-16 lead. As again, rebounding, well, they haven't been a ton of rebounds because there haven't been a ton of missed shots. Both teams shooting the ball fairly well. St. Cecilia does have the rebounding edge at 9-6 here in the first half, and St. Cecilia has led for 14 minutes, over 14 minutes here in the ball game. Only one lead change, and that was at 3-2 after that first bucket made by Brooks Asher, that three-pointer. It was a 3-2 lead at that point. St. Cecilia has never trailed again, and they have their largest lead of the game here at intermission. They lead it 36-20 as they have that 20-point lead heading into the locker room. We're going to take a look at the individual numbers. We'll give you the individual scoring numbers here. St. Cecilia right now dominating Freeman in the C2 state championship game, 36-16. We'll take a quick break. We'll take a look at the individual numbers right after this timeout.
You wouldn't think it could get any better, but it just did. At Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Now through the end of Truck Month, with your purchase of a new Ram, we will give you 3 years of maintenance free. That's right. The oil changes are on us for 3 years when you buy during Truck Month. Huge discounts, rates as low as 0% in the maintenance plan. Only at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for. What Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
And welcome back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. As let's look at the numbers here for Freeman, who trails it to St. Cecilia at halftime, 36-16. The Blue Hawks with the lead over the Falcons. And leading the way for them in terms of scoring, well, most of the points have come from Isaac Frericks. 10 of their 16 points are from Frericks, 3 from Devin Dorn, 2 for Brett Oltman, and 1 from Kalen Sedlacek, their second-leading scorer. But he has been somewhat non-existent so far here in the ball game. For St. Cecilia, well, it's a lot of hands will lighten the load as they're getting points from a lot of different sources. In no particular order, Dayton Seeley has 8 in the first half. Derek Boyd has 5. Brooks Asher has 9. He's a leading scorer for St. Cecilia. Zach Kitten has 6. Seth Kierkegaard has 5. And 3 from Alex Tino, who did choke in a three-pointer. And again, St. Cecilia is 7 of 12 from behind the arc. Overall shooting, they're 14 of 22. That is 63.6% here in the first half. They've struggled from the free throw line. They're only 1 of 3 from there. But that's about the only negative thing that you can look at on this sheet here, because rebounding, 1 by St. Cecilia, 9 to 6 over Freeman. Again, they've taken better care of the basketball. And I mentioned some of these other numbers too. Points off turnovers, 12 for St. Cecilia, 2 for Freeman. Points in the paint, 14 for St. Cecilia, only 6 for Freeman. So, again, they're shooting the ball so well because they're forcing turnovers, they're getting layups, they're getting the ball down low, they're hitting those shots, and they're also draining some three-pointers, 7 of 12 from behind the arc. That is a day's worth of work, and we're only at halftime where St. Cecilia leads Freeman 36-16, and we mentioned the similarities between these two teams. Both teams won state titles back in 2010. St. Cecilia in Class C1. Freeman won it in D1, and now they're meeting in the middle here in Class C2. And right now, St. Cecilia is firmly in control, 36-16. What you can't afford to do if you're St. Cecilia is sit on your laurels. We'll talk more about that when we continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
Sure, you can try and do your flooring installation by yourself. The box stores tell you they can help, but this is the kind of job where you need a professional. The experts at Jacoby Carpet One in Hastings and Kearney. During our Don't Do It Yourself sale, you'll enjoy $99, one room or the whole house, basic carpet installation when you purchase from our Lee's Carpet Collection. Need hard surface flooring instead? You'll find great prices and expert installation services there, too. Save yourself the mess and hassle and a whole lot of money during the Don't Do It Yourself sale at Jacoby Carpet One in Hastings and Kearney.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Freeman right now trailing St. Cecilia as the Blue Hawks on a roll. Again, looking very, very good is St. Cecilia as they have the lead here. 36-16, rebounding, turnovers, shooting, every statistic really pointing to St. Cecilia's way. Minor one would be maybe free throw shooting where they're only 1 of 3, but everything else looking very, very good here for St. Cecilia. And with only 1 out of 3 free throw shooting, that's not what you consider a major problem at all. For St. Cecilia, just keep doing what you're doing. You know, they've been fairly patient in the half-court set, forced some turnovers, get the ball in the Kitten, and again, they've shot a lot of three-pointers in rhythm. That's why they are 7 of 12 from behind the arc. So St. Cecilia just needs to keep on keeping on here in the second half. That would be their seeds to success. Brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about your seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. With top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans, get the best for your field this year with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer, science for service, delivering success. We just kind of had a drive-by from Bob Jensen making his way through here as he goes out. And, you know, it's always good to see Bob at the state basketball tournament. Kind of sad, though, because the state basketball tournament kind of means it's kind of the end of that aspect of seeing Bob Jensen in the high school sports season. As again, spring sports a little bit different with our coverage here on the Platte River Radio Networks, as we don't have that many games that we'll have, but don't forget that, of course, we'll be following district and state track for you coming up down the stretch as well. St. Cecilia with the comfortable lead. Freeman will have the basketball to start the second half. St. Cecilia leads at 36-16. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. 5 state titles at St. Cecilia. We are one half away from adding a 6th. They won 3 in a row in the late 2000-aughts, as they won in 2008. 2009, 2010, the GOAT titles won back in 1958 and 1969, and now St. Cecilia on the cusp again. Freeman will inbound the basketball. They are going to be in a hurry here, and they got to be. Sedlacek will get the ball on that left side. They enter inside for Frerichs. Frerichs being bodied up there by Seeley. Frerichs backing in. Triple team takes off glass, no good. And St. Cecilia pulls down the rebound, and there's a foul. Derek Boyd comes down with the rebound. And Frerichs, I'm telling you what, there was a whole flock of Blue Hawks that surrounded him. Seeley's going to inbound here on the baseline. And as much as anything, St. Cecilia's defense, one of the major stories of why they're up by 20. Dribbling down the sideline, Kierkegaard. He'll pick up the dribble, give it off here for Dayton Seeley. Seeley's got it across the timeline, throws it off on that left side for Kitten. Kitten gives it back to Seeley. Again, St. Cecilia will look to attack here, but they want to be patient with it in the half-court set. Asher wraps it down low, getting it to Kitten. Kitten with great hands there, and now he'll lob it back out for Asher as they collapsed on him. So Kierkegaard has it, gives it off for Dayton Seeley. Dayton Seeley gives it off to Asher. Asher stops at the elbow, kicks it out for Seeley. He'll fire a three, in and out, and then back in. Hit the front of the rim, then the back of the rim, went straight up in the air, and a three-pointer, and it's a 23-point lead, and with it is number 23. Kalen Sedlacek, who lost it, but it was last touched by Boyd. And so St. Cecilia will stay on the defensive end here. Three-pointer there by Seeley. Again, a good look. And, wow, shooting from behind the arc, 8 of 13. With the ball here is Scott. He'll give it now right side for Sedlacek. Sedlacek on the dribble, picked up there man-to-man by Kierkegaard. So they'll work it back around. Off of a screen, getting the ball back is Dorn. He's just not going to shoot with it. He'll give it off here for Holden Scott. And Holden Scott will kick it back out. And giving it back out for Sedlacek. Sedlacek on the left wing for Dorn. Dorn gives it off on that right side for Frerichs. Frerichs only has a touch, but he's shut off. They'll give it off a screen to Sedlacek. And Sedlacek will hit the three. That is going to be his first made field goal. And on the run, they get it up ahead here to Holden. Holden missed the shot. It's going to be rebounded in there by Derek Boyd. And then Boyd goes right back up with it. So Derek Boyd got the long pass. I misspoke. It wasn't Holden, obviously. Boyd got that long pass, took it off the rim, missed it, and then goes right back up with it. So he kept battling there. And the lead still very comfortable here for St. Cecilia, 41-19. And Kitten steps in the passing lane, ran out of room as he was trying to save it, but it goes out of bounds. So Falcons will inbound on the baseline. Altman to throw it in. And Holtman looking to the inside. There's nothing there. Off of a screen, they'll get it off for Sedlacek. Sedlacek for three on the baseline, no good. Rebound by Derek Boyd. And Boyd gives it up to Asher. Over for Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard on the dribble. Gives it up on the right side with it to Seeley. Seeley dribbles near the top of the circle. Gives it to Boyd. They're looking to give it in to Asher, but they decide not to, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. St. Cecilia can afford to work the clock here a little bit, but they still are going to look to score. Asher has it now between the circles. He gives it off for a right side for Kierkegaard. Back to Asher. Asher's going to drive. Asher's going to float. Front of the rim, no good. And Freeman comes down with the rebound, and they're going to call a push. Snagging the rebound there was Holden Scott, and Scott walked with it, fell out of bounds with it, and they're going to say the reason was is there was a little bit of contact there. And they're going to call a push, and I think they gave that to Asher. That is his first foul. So Frerichs in the offensive end, picked up there by Dayton Seeley. They'll work around the perimeter. Holden Scott's pass is off the mark, and that'll be another Falcon turnover. 8 turnovers now on the Falcons. 22-point St. Cecilia lead. And Seeley in the offense at defensive court will pass the ball up ahead. Making the catch is Kierkegaard, and that was a push. He basically was run over. The foul is going to be on Colton Dismeyer. And that's going to be foul number 2 on Freeman. And they're going to wipe up the perspiration there. As they do that, we'll remind you that presenting sponsors of the state basketball tournament include Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care, and Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. 3 games in a row is a lot. With the ball to Seeley. Seeley's going to drive. He has a little seam. He's going to take it all the way to the baseline, and his shot's no good. They're not going to count it anyway. They're going to say the foul came on the body before the shot. But what an athletic drive there by Seeley, even though it didn't fall in. Kierkegaard on the baseline to toss it in, and he'll lob it up ahead here for Boyd. Boyd has it between the circles, gives now right side for Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard dribbling. Boyd posting up down low, but they'll kick it between the circles here for Asher. They will give it off here for Seeley. Right side behind the arc is Boyd. Boyd driving, stopping in the lane, kicking it out. Seeley was open for the three. They'll get it out here instead for Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard now gives it back out for Kitten, and around the perimeter we go. Boyd looks to the inside as Asher was posting up. Pass is tipped, but now into the hands of Kierkegaard as they skipped it over, and now Asher has it. 4:14 to go in the third quarter of the state championship game. Kitten has it. 41-19, St. Cecilia with the lead and the basketball. Seeley looks around the perimeter, now back out left side for Kitten. Kitten jump stop in the lane, a little floater, rolls around, good. Well, Kitten didn't score in the first quarter at all. Now he's got 8 in the game as he is 3 out of 4. Now 4 out of 5 shooting the basketball so far in the contest. Ball kicked out top of the circle here for Brett Altman, and Altman now is going to hand it off here for Sedlacek. Sedlacek drives, gives it down low. Nearly out of bounds with it was Holden Scott, and they get the ball back out. Driving here is going to be Frerichs, and Frerichs will get himself to the free throw line. He's fouled there, and he'll head to the line. This will be his first trip to the line with 3:33 to go here in the third quarter. And we got a timeout. St. Cecilia, 43, Freeman, 19, 3:33 to go in the third. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be back right after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
The Coin Center is your coin collecting headquarters, buying and selling coins, tokens, paper money, plus now buying gold and silver. They stock coin supplies and do appraisals. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit the Coin Center at 115 North Denver in the downtown center of Hastings.
When you need body work, call Seeley Body Shop in Hastings. Seeley's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Seeley's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Seeley's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Two free throws coming up here for Isaac Frerichs. And these need to be worth about 10 points apiece to make this one interesting from the Freeman perspective. Plenty interesting for Blue Hawk fans. Free throw is good. So Freeman now gets to the 20-point mark, but they still trail it by 23. And the second free throw is up, and Frerichs hits that one as well. 43-21, St. Cecilia with a 22-point lead and the basketball with 3.5 minutes to go in the third. On the dribble is going to be Tino. Tino gave it away to Asher, gets it back, and they'll get the ball out here for Schmidt. Schmidt will throw it off here on the right side for Boyd. Boyd's pass deflected, but picked up here by Schmidt. Schmidt will give it back out here for Tino. Tino playing a little keep away with the dribble from Altman. Kicks it to Asher on that left side. And that Asher loses the basketball. They're going to say last touch by him. So that will be a turnover against St. Cecilia. And Freeman will inbound. And again, St. Cecilia can't take the foot off the gas. They still have to look to score. And they turned it over before they even had a chance that last possession. Sedlacek between the circles. Now kicks here left side as Sedlacek will fire the three. No good. And they're going to call a foul on the rebound against St. Cecilia. And that will be on Derek Boyd. So Freeman will maintain the possession. And back into the game here is going to come Hunter Fisher. Fisher will come in for Asher with 2:49 to go. As he steps out, Falcons will inbound the basketball. They get it to Frerichs on the baseline, throws it to Scott from the free throw line. His jumper is no good, and up high for the rebound. Great position there with Derek Boyd. Boyd snags the bound, and will give it off here for Schmidt. Schmidt gives it to Alex Tino. Tino's across the timeline, and will give it off left wing here for Fisher. They'll work around the perimeter. Tino's going to drive. Pass going to go tipped and off the fingertips of Grant Schmidt and out of bounds. Well, somebody from St. Cecilia caught it, but it took the bounce off of the red carpet behind us and into the St. Cecilia student section. So turnover here by the Blue Hawks sets up Freeman as they're working it around the perimeter. They give it off left side. Driving here is going to be Sedlacek. Sedlacek off glass, no good. But there's a foul there. I don't know if it's before the shot or during it. In any event, there's going to be a foul here on the Blue Hawks, and it does come before the shot. So Falcons will inbound. It's still 43-21, and right now this game is kind of dragging on. Longer the game goes with the clock shut off, the more Freeman has a chance of getting back into this. They'll inbound the basketball in the lane, giving it back out to Sedlacek. Sedlacek's going to drive, takes off glass, scores. Kalen Sedlacek knives through there and banks it in. So Kierkegaard has it in the offensive end, gives it to Seeley. Over for Asher. Asher steps through a double team, and now Seeley has it on that left side after they pass to Kierkegaard. They'll give it back to Kierkegaard, top of the circle. Kierkegaard back out to Seeley. Seeley's going to skip it out for Asher. Asher to Kierkegaard, little ball fake. They're going to say he walked with it. When he caught it, he tried a snap throw, kind of a fake of the snap throw. They're going to say that he took an extra step with it and turned it over. So now things are kind of puckering up a little bit here for St. Cecilia. They're starting to be a little bit tight with the basketball. Still up by 20, though, with a minute 39 to go, and a steal by Dayton Seeley. Seeley with the steal, and then a block by Freeman, but there is a foul. Well, that might be some pretty good news here because it's been a while since St. Cecilia has scored their last field goal. Came about 2.5 minutes ago. They won't get a field goal here as two free throws coming up from Seeley, and Dayton Seeley misses the first of two. So they're still stuck on 43. And second free throw here for Seeley. Up and good. That one turns the net inside out. 44-23. 21-point lead for St. Cecilia. Sedlacek gives it on that left wing for Dismeyer. Working it back around the perimeter about 35 feet away. They'll get the basketball now to Holden Scott, who lobs it down low. Caught. Shot off glass. Good for Isaac Frericks. So Frericks with the catch and putting it right back up immediately. Somewhat of an unconventional alley-oop, but an alley-oop nonetheless. Kierkegaard will dribble, throw it off right side for Kitten. They'll come to double-team Kitten, and Kitten has the ball knocked out of his hands there by Sedlacek and out of bounds. Final minute of the third quarter. And offensively, things have kind of cooled down here for St. Cecilia, but they still have a huge lead. Ball inbounded for Dalton Seeley. He'll pick up his dribble. He's in trouble. It's going to be a hell ball. And that'll be St. Cecilia basketball again as the possession arrow pointing to the Blue Hawks. So Asher to inbound, and he'll throw it in the backcourt for Dayton Seeley. He'll give it over to Kierkegaard and dribble to the right side. Kierkegaard gets it back after getting the pass to Seeley. Seeley now has it right side, 40 seconds to go here in the third. With it is Asher. Asher drives the baseline. There was a whistle as a timeout's being taken here by St. Cecilia. 36.6 to go here in the third quarter, and the St. Cecilia offense is stagnant, but they still have a 19-point lead, 44-25. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. 44-26. We'll be back right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. St. Cecilia with a 19-point lead and the basketball. 36 seconds to go here, third quarter. They work it around. Dayton Seeley had it top of the circle. They throw it off in that corner. And again, Freeman picking up the defense here, something they probably should have done, say, opening tip. As they get the ball here, left side for Kierkegaard. They kick it out for Asher. Asher fires a three, no good. Long rebound picked up by Isaac Frericks. And Frericks going to be fouled as they're starting to lead a fast break. And that'll be the fifth foul here on St. Cecilia. Four have been whistled against Freeman. And Freeman will try to cut into this lead a little bit more. Sedlacek gives it on the left wing here for Altman. Altman gives it off here for Isaac Frericks. Drive through on that left side and a foul. They handed it off, and driving through there is Altman. And Altman takes it off glass, but he is fouled and will go to the line and shoot two. So to the line, shooting a couple here, is going to be Brett Altman. And Altman, with the clock turned off, can cut into the lead, but he hits the front of the rim. No good. Freeman now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Altman shooting another free throw here, and that one is no good. Rebounded by, no, it's ripped out of there. St. Cecilia comes up with it. Ball's loose. 2 seconds left. St. Cecilia is just going to cover the ball up, and that's going to do it. Dayton Seeley covers up the ball and will head to the fourth quarter with St. Cecilia in control, but maybe a little bit of tension here because their offense feels a little stagnant. They still leads it 44-25, and we'll start the fourth quarter with Freeman with the basketball. We come back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
The Coin Center is your coin collecting headquarters, buying and selling coins, tokens, paper money, plus now buying gold and silver. They stock coin supplies and do appraisals. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit the Coin Center at 115 North Denver in the downtown center of Hastings.
Welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. St. Cecilia will start the fourth quarter with a 44-25 lead over Freeman. Reminder for you that coverage of the state basketball tournament brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, and Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. And who knows, maybe St. Cecilia will have something to celebrate here. They're up by 19 as we start the quarter, but Freeman has the ball, and they lose track of Sedlacek. Sedlacek drives in immediately and scores. That was way too easy. Dayton Seeley gets it. Long pass up ahead. And talk about easy, Derek Boyd all by himself. He lays it up and in. So St. Cecilia runs right back at the Falcons here. And with the dribble is going to be Isaac Frericks. Frericks in the lane, floater. He'll give it off here for Holden Scott. Scott will put it on the rim, and it falls in. So St. Cecilia gets it inbounded. Asher being trapped. Gives it to Kitten. Asher has it back now. As they're trapping him in the backcourt. They get it down that sideline. Now Dayton Seeley has it. He's in the offensive end. And they're looking to find some seams here as they give it to Asher. Asher gives it right side for Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard steps through a double team, and there's going to be a reach in there. So that will be a foul on Freeman, and that is going to be their fifth team foul. Dorn checking back in here for Freeman, and they'll hand the basketball off here for Kierkegaard. He gives it for Dayton Seeley. Seeley's picked up there by Oldman, and as they try to trap, but Kierkegaard comes off and gives him some help. Pass on the right side for Asher, for Boyd. And Boyd's going to kick it back out on that left side as they'll work it back around. Skip pass here for Kierkegaard, who gets it in the corner. Boyd's three-pointer rolls in and out, no good. Nice look there. Oldman pulls down the rebound, and here comes Freeman. They give the ball back out to Brett Oldman. Oldman's going to dribble on the right wing, hand the basketball off here for Devin Dorn. Around the perimeter we go as Frerichs had it momentarily. He'll throw it in the corner over there for Oldman. Entry pass inside for Holden Scott. Scott in the lane, shoots over the top of Kitten, can't get it to fall. Rebound's being tipped around, and it'll roll out to Freeman. Driving here is going to be Dorn. He'll stop at the top of the circle, kick out for Frerichs. Frerichs has it, and Frerichs will use a screen. No, he won't. He'll step through the double team. Little floater that's an air ball, and finally picking up the basketball is going to be Derek Boyd. Boyd will end the possession, and here comes Seeley in the offensive end. A little push here for St. Cecilia would be the absolute knockout punch. Long pass up ahead. Boyd with the catch, and on the catch, he was fouled. No pressure on the ball. They lobbed it from beyond the top of the key, down low for Boyd. And I think now St. Cecilia is being a little bit more aggressive. They are attacking a little bit more. They're looking to add to their lead. And it's too early to plan on just milking the clock. A timeout being taken here by Freeman. St. Cecilia has a 46-29 lead. They lead it by 17 with 6 minutes to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take the timeout with them. We'll be back to the Class C2 State Championship game right after this timeout.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make insurance simple through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you peace of mind, and you can count on your local Farm Bureau agent to help determine the amount of life insurance that's right for you. You already trust us to help protect your valuables. Now trust us to help protect what you value most, your loved ones. Call Marty DeMuth in Hastings today to see how we make insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Hastings Museum's World War II bus tours have already sold out, but two new dates have just been added, April 19th and 25th. The package includes a bus tour of the Naval Ammunition Depot, downtown Hastings, and key housing districts established during the war. You'll also see D-Day 3D on Hastings Museum's super screen and enjoy a guided tour of their Naval Ammunition Depot exhibit. $30 for members, $40 for non-members plus tax. Spaces limited. Call soon. More details at hastingsmuseum.org.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. St. Cecilia inbounding underneath their own basket, and they'll toss it in here for Grant Schmidt. Schmidt gives it off to Kitten. They double-team Kitten. He's able to kick the ball back out here for Brooks Asher. Asher kicks it in the corner, and Seeley will drain a three. The lead back out to 20. 49-29. And the defensive end is really where St. Cecilia has been outstanding today. Quick little jumper in transition there by Frerichs. Well short. Rebounded by Boyd. Up ahead to Seeley. Dayton Seeley gets a screen. He brings it in the offensive end. Steps through a double team. Kicks it out for Brooks Asher. Asher gives it off on that right wing for Schmidt. Schmidt, they double team, and it's going to be a hold. Is it a hold or a foul? It was pretty simultaneous. The officials are going to give the timeout asked for and received by Kevin Asher. So he'll call the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 49-29, 5:22 to go in the fourth. St. Cecilia in control. Back after this.
Keeping jobs in America is number one, and buying American-made products is the way to do it. Invest now in America and buy American-made handcrafted Amish-built furniture from Amish Furniture Outlet and bring American tradition to your home. Invest now in your home and future at Amish Furniture Outlet. Do your part today and buy American-made at Amish Furniture Outlet on the corner of Highway 30 and Webb Road in Grand Island.
Buy one new TV that's affordable at Amish Furniture.
That's Amish Furniture.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth as St. Cecilia with a 20-point lead, 5:22 to go. And again, just take care of business. We're about the next minute, minute and a half, and you'll have this one in the bank if it isn't there already. Inbounded by Seeley. He'll throw it between the circles here for Grant Schmidt. He'll give here left wing here for Zach Kitten. Back to Schmidt, who gives it right side for Brooks Asher. Brooks will dribble and give it out for here for Dayton Seeley. Seeley, extra step, turned it over. again, that's what you cannot afford to do, is have those turnovers, unless you work off about a minute, minute and a half, then you're going to be perfectly fine. So now, six turnovers against St. Cecilia. I think five of the six have been here in the second half after they've had the 20-point lead. Driving here is Sedlacek. He's going to kick into the corner. Frerichs fires the three. No good. They continue to rebound well as Derek Boyd pulls it down, kicks it up ahead for Asher, and Asher, when he caught it, grabbed it on the sideline, so he's out of bounds. So St. Cecilia turns it over. Still way too much time on that clock from the St. Cecilia perspective. Pass on the right wing for Frerichs. Frerichs drives the baseline. Shut off there very nicely by Boyd. Gets it in the lane. Jumper by Sedlacek. And he missed it. Rebound taken out by Schmidt. Who gives it now to Seeley. Seeley will dribble and then get it across the timeline with the pass. Now Seeley has it on that left wing. As again, they're going to play a little keep away. Asher has it. We'll get it out for Schmidt. Still haven't thrown a pass below the top of the key. Now it was just a little bit there. Long pass back out here for Seeley. He'll give it to Asher on the right side. Asher has it knocked out of bounds. And it will stay with St. Cecilia here with 4:13 to go. Presenting sponsors of the state basketball tournament include Buzz's Marine. Buzz's spring sales event is March 21st through the 28th at Buzz's Marine on South Central Avenue in Kearney. Three-pointer off the inbounds play here for Asher. Off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, ball rolled out to Kitten. Kitten will take it off the glass and score. Great work there by St. Cecilia, and that extra bounce pass inside for Kitten, who makes it a 22-point ball game with 4 minutes to go, and now a foul on St. Cecilia. So a chance for Freeman to score with the clock turned off, but you know what? It's too little too late. I just don't necessarily think, unless there's a complete collapse here by St. Cecilia, there's not enough time here from the Freeman perspective. And that's just fine for the folks wearing blue. St. Cecilia in command here, 51-29. Just need to have some running clock. Frerichs at the free throw line. His free throw's good. And he hits the front end of the 1-1, so that'll give him the second. Dayton Seeley leading the way now with 15 points. Frerichs also with 15, make it 16 with the free throw there. So a 20-point lead here for St. Cecilia. They get it to Kitten. Asher will kick it up ahead here. On the run is going to be Schmidt across the timeline. They double-team him, giving it out for Asher. Asher gives it out here for Alex Tino. The St. Cecilia fans want a foul call there. Folks, you want a running clock. You don't want a foul called. You want time off the clock. Right wing with the basketball is going to be Kitten. 3:36 before a state championship. Tino has it left side. Gives it back out here for Schmidt. Schmidt gives it back out here for Brooks Asher. Back to Tino on that right side. Tino gives it back out here for Kitten. The motion offense spreading it out. And the folks from St. Cecilia understanding what's happening here. They want to work the clock as much as possible. Kitten giving it off for Asher. Asher dribbles to a little open area left side. Throws it out here to Zach Kitten between the circles. Kitten near midcourt. 5 second count going on. Dribbles, picks it up. Lobs it now for Brooks Asher. So Asher, not closely guarded at the moment, is going to be picked up there defensively by Sedlacek. And they get it out to Kitten. The handoff here for Asher. They've worked off about 40 seconds on this possession. Bad pass, but Asher is able to pick it up. And then he's going to be fouled. Nearly stolen away by Colton Dismeyer. He couldn't come up with it. Asher was able to pick it up, grab the ball, and one of the Freeman players diving for it, undercut Asher and fouled him. So 2:46 to go, but they did take off about a minute off the clock. And now Asher will go to the line for the front end of a 1-1. So Kalen Sedlacek with the foul, his second. And the free throw here by Asher is up and good. Well, only the margin, only the score is really what's in doubt here. St. Cecilia is going to pick up the state title. Second free throw by Asher, up and good. 22-point lead, 53-31. St. Cecilia in command. Left wing, they'll get the ball over here for Altman. Altman will drive, top of the circle, loses the basketball. Schmidt can't come up with it. They kick it out here for Frerichs. Frerichs will hit a three. So Frerichs drains the three. Asher, being pressured, is able to get the ball back out here for Schmidt. Asher brings it across the timeline, splitting the defense there, and a reaching foul called on Kalen Sedlacek. And Sedlacek doesn't like the foul call. It was pretty obvious that it was, and it does stop the clock. Both teams now are in the bonus. Eight fouls against Freeman, seven against St. Cecilia. 2:16 to go in the fourth quarter. 53-34 St. Cecilia. Free throw is up and good. First 2 points of the ball game were by Freeman. They ended up being tied again at seven, and from that point on, it's been all Blue Hawks. Asher's second free throw, good. He made both of them. So Brooks Asher now with 12 points in the ball game. Left side, there's Boyd. And they'll kick it off right side. Shots up and good. Sedlacek hits the jumper as they move it around, and a timeout being taken here by Freeman. It's timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. 2:05 to go before St. Cecilia wins a state title. It's 55-36. We're back after this.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has many years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on home, auto, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings. Insurance with service since 1959.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 2:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. And St. Cecilia with that lead and the basketball. They get it to Alex Tino. Tino will stop short of the midcourt stripe. Give it to Brooks Asher. Asher off of the screen brings in the offensive end. A little bit of acting there by Brett Oldman trying to get an offensive foul call. And they'll get a ball out here for Grant Schmidt. Schmidt will give the ball out for Alex Tino. And Tino will be the one going to the free throw line for the final 1-1 of the game here for St. Cecilia in what will be that championship season. So 110 seconds left here for St. Cecilia. I'm surprised Freeman is still committing fouls instead of letting that clock expire. Well, we're due for some fun moments here as players will be brought off the court for celebration. Alex Tino hits the free throw. 56-36 pushes that lead back out to 20. And Tino now with four in the game. Boyd's got nine, Asher 13, Kitten 10, and Seeley 15 points. Kierkegaard with five. Free throw for Tino is up and good. Checking in is going to be Dayton Seeley. Seeley missed a lot of action yesterday with foul trouble. No foul trouble today, just lots of good basketball. Offensive end, Sedlacek throws it up here to Altman. Altman will lob it off the left side for Holden Scott. Scott working against Kitten. They're going to kick it out. Three-pointer over there for Sedlacek. No good. Rebound pulled down by a flashing Derek Boyd. Boyd will snag the bound. That'll be, I believe, his 10th rebound. And Brooks Asher brings it across the timeline, and it goes out of bounds. Asher also knocked down, but they're going to say it was out of bounds first, and no foul there right in front of us. And I believe that St. Cecilia is going to win as well as the chant going right behind us. Brooks Asher has it right side, and he'll bounce it out here for Seeley. Seeley kicks over there for Kitten. Minute 15 to go, and there's going to be a hold here. Kitten will step to the free throw line. So that's 10 fouls now, so Kitten will be shooting a couple. So Zach Kitten will try to add on to a 21-point lead here for St. Cecilia, and the free throw is up and good. Kitten now with 11 in the game, 5 out of 6 from the field, 4 rebounds. Boyd leading the way with 10 rebounds here for St. Cecilia, and the Blue Hawks now Going to empty the bench. Trey Asher checking into the ball game. Leaving is Grant Schmidt. In for Freeman. Here's going to be number 40, Jackson Evers. Evers will come in. Holden Scott, the junior, will exit the game, and the folks from Freeman will give him a nice round of applause. And Kitten will get the basketball back in his hands here with a minute 13 to go. Fires the free throw. It's a little bit short and rebounded by the Falcons. Snagging the bound there is Isaac Frericks. Frericks picked up by Dayton Seeley. Seeley working in the lane. Little floater up there. No good. Seeley pulls down the rebound. He's waiting for a foul, and he gets it with exactly 1 minute to go. And it'll give Coach Asher the opportunity to make a couple other substitutions here to have that moment where the guys run off the court, get the nice round of applause from the folks wearing blue. They're going to bring everybody off the line as Seeley will be shooting two free throws. And there's a lot of smiles on those faces wearing the blue jerseys on the far side. Seeley's free throw is no good. Devin Doran, one of the starters, checking back in the game. Kellen Doran also checking into the game. And now, checking into the game is going to be Braden Poppy. That's Poppy out there, a fan favorite, going to check in here, the 6'3 junior. He'll be on the court when St. Cecilia wins a state title, when it becomes official. Checking out of the game, Zach Kitten, and Kitten getting a big round of applause as well when he comes off. And Seeley's at the line. Asher, and by Asher, I do mean Brooks, the only regular out there right now for St. Cecilia. The free throw is up and good. Seeley will come out of the game, and so will Asher. Austin Ash checks in. And Kevin Brooks is going to have a nice hug. As with a minute left, father and son embrace with a state championship in the books. On the dribble here is Frericks. Frericks going to elevate on that right side. Jumpers in and out, no good. Fights for the rebound, can't come up with it. Snagging the bound there is Grant Farmer. And Farmer will get it up ahead here for Trey Asher. And Trey will have a chance to add to the Asher family point total here in the state championship game. Well, a couple of sons are going to win state titles. Dad's going to come away with a nice little plaque of his own. And Asher now at the free throw line with two shots. Trey's first, back of the iron, no good. 45.1 to go for St. Cecilia. And Poppy actually going to check out of the game. I was wrong. I thought he'd be on the court at the end. But he had his moment, and he gets to walk down the line and get a nice hug from all of his teammates. Trey Asher's free throw is up and good. It's all fun and games here at Pinnacle Bank Arena as it's been dominated by St. Cecilia all night long. In the lane is Kellen Doran. Doran kicks it out. Stepping through here is going to be Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth lost the basketball. Coming up with it is Grant Farmer. Farmer is going to throw the ball up ahead here for Ash. Ash gives now left side for Trey Asher. And they're just going to milk the clock here a little bit, not closely guarded. 18 seconds to go before St. Cecilia comes up with it, and we got a timeout. Timeout being taken here by Freeman. This will be their last timeout with 18.2 to go. It's 60-36. St. Cecilia has a lead over Freeman. We'll take one last break. Or I guess we won't, as they're just called a timeout just so they can make some substitutions. And we're back to action here. 18 to go for a state title for St. Cecilia. They'll toss the ball in here for Esch. Esch has it. We'll bring it across the timeline off of a screen. They're looking to trap. Ball knocked loose. Freeman with the steal. Backing in with it is going to be Corey Bow. He's going to kick it here left side for Grandman. Grandman missed the shot. Rebounded by St. Cecilia. 2 seconds left. Asher has the basketball, and the ball's in the air, and the trophy is in the case in St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks dominate Freeman and win it 60-36. The sixth state championship for St. Cecilia And they led from the early stages, never took their foot off the gas. And St. Cecilia rolls here with a 24-point state championship over Freeman. 27-1 for the Blue Hawks as they come away in dominating fashion here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, 60-36. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show here from Pinnacle Bank Arena coming up right after this timeout.
If your car, truck, or van won't get up and go when you want it to, call Carnes Auto Repair. Carnes Auto Repair does complete service and repairs, including oil changes, electronic tune-ups, fuel injection, heating and cooling service, and brakes and exhaust work. Also full and self-serve gas. Carnes Auto Repair is open from 7:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 7:30 to 1 on Saturday. Carnes Auto Repair, 2nd and Elm in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area athletics.
Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughan when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, an economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. Tom, it looks like there's some construction going on around your place.
I'd like to remind people, yes, construction, we will have a new facility, but however, the drive-up window is still open, and we are still open. If you come off of 14th Street now instead of Bellevue, the drive-up window is still open. So we remind people that we offer deliveries every day till 6 o'clock, and drive-up window, and free mail-out. Just some of the services we offer here at Burt's Pharmacy, 1021 West 14th Street, 462-4466.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Dominating performance for St. Cecilia as they come away with the sixth state championship in school history, a 60-36 win over Freeman. And not only that, St. Cecilia also getting a second trophy, the Sportsmanship Award for Class C2, going to the Blue Hawks as well. So not only did they win, but they did it in style. 27-1 on the season as they were dominating down the stretch and really just squeezed the life out of Freeman. As there was a stretch there where St. Cecilia really couldn't score, but Freeman didn't either. So both ends of the court dominated by St. Cecilia as they finished the game shooting 61% compared to Freeman's 41%. Three-point shooting, St. Cecilia was 53% from behind the arc. They were 9 of 17. Freeman was 3 of 10. And St. Cecilia got the job done at the free throw line as well, hitting 11 of 17 free throws. The turnovers kind of evened out a little bit, but points off turnovers, St. Cecilia had 15 points off of turnovers compared to 4 for Freeman. Rebounding controlled by St. Cecilia, 24-12. Dominating there. Points in the paint, 22-16. The edge for St. Cecilia over Freeman. And then, as we mentioned, assists in the game. 11 assists here for St. Cecilia as they distributed the ball very, very nicely. And they go on and win this one comfortably. A final of 60-36. And Zach Hitton with the last little bit of work there as he will come down off the ladder with the net. And the folks from St. Cecilia recognize that, make a nice little hoot and a holler, and Freeman will be awarded their medals to start things off here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We're going to take a quick break. We'll give you some of the final numbers as we return to Pinnacle Bank Arena, celebrating a state championship with St. Cecilia with a 60-36 win. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena right after this.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
You wouldn't think it could get any better, but it just did. At Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Now through the end of Truck Month, with your purchase of a new Ram, we will give you 3 years of maintenance free. That's right. The oil changes are on us for 3 years when you buy during Truck Month. Huge discounts, rates as low as 0% in the maintenance plan. Only at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge North Highway 281 in Hastings.
And welcome back to the new Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary, no matter the activity. New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. St. Cecilia rolls over Freeman, a final of 60-36. And let's go through the numbers that we have for you here in the ballgame. We mentioned some of the team numbers, and we'll look at the individual numbers here. As for St. Cecilia, they were led in terms of points here by Dayton Seely. He finished with 16, 13 for Brooks Asher, 11 for Zach Kitten, 9 for Derek Boyd, 5 for Seth Kierkegaard. Trey Asher added a point, and Tino Alexander with 5 points as well. As St. Cecilia now, they mentioned their name, that they won the state title. They're going to hand out the individual awards here. They start with head coach Kevin Asher, gets a special memento of winning the state championship, and then the state gold medals being handed out here to St. Cecilia. And they, of course, will start with Dayton Seely, who, as we mentioned, led the way with 15 points. And there'll be a loud cheer coming up from the folks behind me here in just a second. And there it is, as Seely, 15 points in the game, will come over and get his gold medal as he shakes the hands of all the assistant coaches, gets the medal from Coach Asher, and a nice little hug. And this is a special moment as well, as Trey Asher will get a gold medal from his dad. A little extra tap there by Kevin for Trey. As St. Cecilia picks up the state championship. They won in 58, 1969, three straight, 2008, 2009, and 2010. And they get the state championship here in 2015. Austin Esch getting his medal. Alex Tino up next, followed by Grant Farmer. And then we'll have some of the starters and the state trophy about to be handed off. We'll keep it here so we can get a little bit of this in the background as Alex Tino been announced. So coming up next will be another father-son moment. Farmer, the last one in the way here as Derek Boyd will come up. And then be some of the starters. Boyd, huge game, 10 points on the night. And Brooks Asher with the net around his neck, high-fiving some teammates. And he'll come over and give his dad a hug and also get a medal from him as well. Nice little smile there by Brooks. Kitten leading scorer on the season being announced here. He'll get his medal. And now we're in the final throws. About four players left here for St. Cecilia. Jack Thompson, just a sophomore. He'll be part of a big run here for St. Cecilia. For Kierkegaard, he'll get a medal. And look at that grin. And you know Braden Poppy's going to get a big round here as well. As Boyd just been announced, Poppy will be the last. And then the Major Hardware. Braden Poppy will get the medal. And here comes the state championship trophy to St. Cecilia. Fairly new tradition here with the game ball being presented to the winning coach. And now the state championship trophy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the outstanding athletes in their school, here is the 2015 Class C2. It is a festival championship trophy. Congratulations, Hastings St. Cecilia High School.
Well, the Blue Hawks earned the trophy, and we'll take a look at the final numbers here from Pinnacle Bank Arena. St. Cecilia 60, Freeman 36. The final numbers coming up right after this timeout.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for. What Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
Welcome back here to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. No better way to end the high school sports season than with a local team winning a state championship. St. Cecilia dominating Freeman, a final of 60-36. Their sixth title, their first one since they won three in a row, and that run ended back in 2010. So they won it in 08, 09, and 2010, and now they add one more here in this century, the 2015 Class C2 state championship. For Freeman, they end their season at 27-3. They were led tonight by Isaac Frericks. He had 19. 10 points for Kalen Sedlacek. 2 points for Brett Altman. Devin Dorn had 3. 2 points also for Scott Holden. And that's it. They only had those 5 players score. And again, 29 of their 36 points came from Frericks and Sedlacek. For St. Cecilia, much more balanced scoring. They had 3 players in double digits, led by Dayton Seely. Seely with 16 on the game. Brooks Asher had 13, 11 for Zach Kitten. Derek Brooks was right there. He finished with 9 points and also 10 rebounds, so he was only a point away from a double-double. 5 points for Seth Kierkegaard, 1 point from Trey Asher late in the game, and 5 for Alex Tino. Again, 60-36 is our final, and rebounds, well, a 24-12 rebounding edge. Freeman only 12 rebounds the entire game. Both teams shot the ball fairly well. St. Cecilia finished 20 of 33 from the field. They shot 60.6% in the game. And Freeman honestly shot the ball fairly well as well, 41.2%, but 60% shooting for St. Cecilia as they roll in this one, a final of 60-36. So add their name to the list of teams winning state championships today in Class A. It was Creighton Prep over Omaha South, 46-41. Elkhorn South picks up the win over Sydney, 60-51 for the state title. Winnebago in C1 over SCOTUS, 66-51. And now St. Cecilia over Freeman very comfortably, 60-36. In Class D1, High Plains over Humphrey St. Francis, 64-61, and in Class D2 in double overtime, Exeter Milligan, 67, and Bancroft Rosalie, the defending state champions, 62. That's what's happened today here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. So glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball, high school wrestling, also through the course of the year, football, volleyball. Don't forget we have track in the spring sports season coming up as well on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. I'm Randy Bushgar. Thank you so much for joining us for the state championship game. Again, St. Cecilia, their sixth title. They win it 60-36 over Freeman. Congratulations to the Blue Hawks, your C2 state champions. here in 2015. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Caleb Henry back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
Sure, you can try and do your flooring installation by yourself. The box stores tell you they can help, but this is the kind of job where you need a professional. The experts at Jacoby Carpet One in Hastings and Kearney. During our Don't Do It Yourself sale, you'll enjoy $99, one room or the whole house, basic carpet installation when you purchase from our Lee's Carpet Collection. Need hard surface flooring instead? You'll find great prices and expert installation services there, too. Save yourself the mess and hassle and a whole lot of money during the Don't Do It Yourself sale at Jacoby Carpet One in Hastings and Kearney.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Platte River Radio. To download a podcast, check out the podcast link at PlatteRiverPreps.com.